We are an Easter people. The passion, suffering, death, and resurrection of the Lord are the very themes that unite us as a Christian people and a church during Holy Week. This year, on Palm Sunday, we listen attentively to Mark's passion story of the final days and hours of Jesus on earth. It's a story of striking contrasts. As we hear afresh this moving story, Jesus' passion penetrates the numbness of our lives. This week in particular, we've a privileged opportunity to learn from what happened to Jesus and discover not only the identity of those who tried, condemned, and killed him long ago, but also what killed Jesus and what vicious circles of violence, brutality, and hatred continue to crucify him today in his brothers and sisters of the human family. Mark's account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is the most subdued version of the events in the New Testament. For some reason, the evangelist places much emphasis on the donkey in his account. It was the custom at that time for pilgrims to enter Jerusalem on foot. Only kings and rulers would ride into the city, most often on great steeds and in elaborate processions, in order to make their presence known. Jesus, a different kind of king, chooses to ride into the city not on a majestic stallion, but on the back of a young beast of burden. By being led through the city on the back of a lowly donkey, Jesus comes as a king whose rule is not about being served, but serving. His kingdom is not built on might, but on compassion and generous service. The donkey Jesus mounts sends us back to the words of the ancient prophet Zechariah, who foretold this scene 5 centuries before. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion! Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem! See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey." In Mark's jarring passion story, we witness the anguish of Jesus, who has been totally abandoned by friends and disciples. Jesus is resigned to his fate. He makes no response to Judas when he betrays him, nor to Pilate during his interrogation. In Mark, Pilate makes no effort to save him, as the Roman procurator does in the other 3 Gospels. As he does throughout his Gospel, Mark depicts the utter failure of the disciples to provide any support to Jesus, or even to understand what's happening. The enigmatic young male disciple who flees naked into the night when Jesus is arrested is a powerful symbol in Mark's Gospel of the followers who initially left family and friends behind to follow Jesus. Now that the heat is on, they leave everything behind to flee from him. When we remember the events of that first Holy Week, from the upper room to Gethsemane, from Pilate's judgment seat to Golgotha, from the cross to the empty tomb, Jesus turns our world and its value system upside down. He teaches us that true authority is found in dedicated service and generosity to others. Greatness is centered in humility. The just and loving will be dignified by God in God's own time.